Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be talking all about how businesses can make those one-time shoppers into, you know, like dedicated fans who come back for more year after year. And the secret weapon, well, you guessed it, customer relationship management.
CRM.
Or CRM. We're going deep on this one with an article called The Importance of Customer Relationship Management, CRM, for Lifetime Customer Value, to see exactly how businesses use it to, you know, not just attract customers, but really build those lasting relationships with them.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's all about understanding that that first purchase, that's just the beginning of a much, much longer journey.
Okay, so let's break it down a bit. We all know CRM uses software and stuff, but the article really emphasizes that it's so much more than just like a tool, right?
Absolutely. Think of CRM like the lens a business uses to see its customers. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, taking every interaction, every single piece of data, and using that to really paint a complete picture of who your customer is and what they actually care about.
Okay, so instead of just like reacting to whatever a customer needs right now, a business using CRM is actually trying to figure out what that customer might want next week, next month, or even next year.
Exactly. So imagine, you know, a customer, they're browsing online.
Yeah.
They add stuff to their cart, but they don't actually buy anything.
That happens all the time.
Right. So a simple system might just send them one of those generic, like,
abandoned cart. Hey, you left something in your cart?
Emails.
Yeah.
But a more advanced CRM that's looking at things like their browsing history and their past purchases might actually send a more personal message. Maybe offer a discount on something that goes with it, or even suggest completely different products based on, you know, what they think they might like.
That's so cool. So it's almost like a chess game. You're thinking several steps ahead to make sure that customer stays engaged and keeps coming back for more.
It's a great analogy. And that long-term thinking, that's key because, as the article mentions, getting brand new customers, that can be 5 times more expensive than just keeping the ones you already have.
Oh,
That's where lifetime customer value, or LCV, comes in.
Right, LCV. It's basically like the total amount of money a business expects to make from one customer over, you know, their entire time doing business together, right?
Exactly. And this is where CRM really shines. It shifts the focus from those quick one-off transactions to building up real loyalty in the long term. By understanding their journey, you can spot those key moments where doing something, just a little something, can make a world of difference.
Can you give us an example, like, how this would actually work in the real world?
Absolutely. Let's say there's a music streaming service.
Okay.
They notice that one of their subscribers is starting to listen to music differently. Maybe they're not listening as much as they used to, or they're trying out different genres.
Okay.
A well-designed CRM system might send them a personal email recommending new playlists based on those new tastes, or even offer them a free trial of, you know, a fancier subscription with more exclusive content.
Ooh, that's nice.
Right.
So it's all about noticing those subtle changes in how someone's using your product.
Exactly.
And then, you know, stepping in before they decide to go somewhere else.
You got it. And that brings us to one of the main ways CRM can boost that LCV by cutting down on churn.
Churn.
Which is how many customers stop doing business with you?
Churn. You hear that word all the time in business. I bet that's every company's worst nightmare.
Absolutely. But CRM, it can be like an early warning system. Imagine, say, a company selling software subscriptions. Their CRM might be looking at usage patterns and flag anyone who hasn't logged in for a while.
Okay.
Or maybe their usage just suddenly dropped off.
Interesting.
And knowing that, they can reach out, offer help, maybe even adjust the price a bit to try and keep those customers around.
It's amazing how data can, like, predict those things.
Yeah.
But isn't there a risk of coming off too strong, you know? Like, where's the line between being helpful and just being, like, creepy?
That's the million-dollar question, and that's where the, you know, the art of CRM comes in.
Yeah.
It's not just about blindly throwing data at the problem. It's about using those insights to make those interactions feel personal and valuable to the customer.
Right, right.
You want them to feel like you're helping them, not spying on them.
Exactly, yeah.
It's all about building that trust.
So it's about walking that fine line between personalization and respecting boundaries. The article also mentions how CRM can make customers happier. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. Think about a time you got a birthday discount from your favorite store, or maybe they recommended something you might like based on something you bought before.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all CRM systems help businesses go beyond just buying and selling and create those little moments that delight the customer.
Yeah, I get it. It's about making them feel valued, like they're more than just a number.
Exactly. Like, imagine a hotel.
Okay.
They could use their CRM to keep track of what a guest likes. And then next time they come back, they have their favorite snacks waiting in the room. Or maybe offer them a late checkout because they know the guest likes to sleep in.
Yeah.
It's those little touches, you know? That's what builds loyalty.
Yeah, those little things can really make a difference. But at the end of the day, businesses need to make money.
Uh-huh.
How does CRM actually help boost sales?
Well, it all comes back to that lifetime customer value.
Okay.
And CRM does that in a few ways.
Yeah.
We talked about cutting down on churn.
Yeah.
But it's also huge for getting people engaged and encouraging them to buy again and again.
Gotcha. So how does that work? Can you give me an example?
Let's say you're a clothing store, right?
Okay.
You can use CRM to group your customers based on things like what they've bought before, what they've looked at on your website, their style, stuff like that. Then, instead of sending out the same email to everyone, you can send targeted messages with personalized offers and recommendations. So you could send a collection of new arrivals based on a customer's favorite designers, or let them know about a sale on items they've had their eye on.
Yeah.
That kind of personalized approach not only makes them more likely to buy something, but it also strengthens their connection to your brand.
Makes sense. The more relevant the message is to the customer, the more likely they are to actually pay attention. But the article also talks about some bigger benefits of using a CRM system. It mentions centralized data as a key advantage. Can you explain why that's so important?
Centralized data, that's really the backbone of any good CRM strategy. Imagine a company where sales, marketing, customer support, everybody have access to the same up-to-date information about every customer interaction.
Wow, that's a lot of information.
It changes everything.
Yeah, no more miscommunication or different departments having different information about the same customer.
Exactly. Everyone's on the same page no matter what part of the company they're in.
Right.
They have this complete, consistent view of the customer.
Hmm.
This not only makes things run smoother,
yeah,
but also leads to a more personalized and seamless customer experience.
I totally get it. I've been so frustrated dealing with companies where it seems like nobody talks to each other. Ah. You have to explain everything multiple times, and it's just a mess.
I know exactly what you mean.
So having one central place for all that customer data, that must make a huge difference.
Huge. And this centralized data also lets businesses go beyond just basic segmentation.
Okay.
CRM systems are getting super advanced now, using AI and machine learning to look at data and find patterns that we humans might miss.
Whoa, now we're talking future stuff. AI and CRM, what does that actually look like?
Imagine a CRM that not only knows what customers are buying,
okay,
but also analyzes what they're doing on social media, what they're looking at on websites,
yeah,
even their emails.
Oh, wow.
With all that, AI can actually predict what they'll do next.
Really?
It can figure out what they need and even suggest solutions before the customer even realizes they have a problem.
That's pretty incredible. It's like having a magic crystal ball that can tell you what customers will want in the future.
It kind of is, yeah.
But doesn't that raise some concerns about privacy and stuff like that?
You're right. As these systems get more powerful,
yeah,
businesses have to be upfront about how they're using customer data and make sure they're not being shady.
So being transparent and building trust, that's really important for any CRM strategy.
Essential. And this leads to another benefit mentioned in the article. Better communication.
Okay, so how does CRM make communication with customers better?
Think about all the different ways people interact with businesses now.
Yeah.
Email, phone calls, social media.
Yeah, there's so many.
Live chat, even face-to-face.
Right.
A CRM system can bring all those channels together.
Mm.
It creates a smooth and consistent experience for the customer.
So no matter how they contact you,
right,
the business has a record of everything.
Exactly.
And they can respond in a personal and timely way. Okay, so it's about meeting the customer where they are and making sure their experience is the same no matter how they reach out.
You got it. No more getting lost in a communication black hole.
No more getting lost, yeah.
Exactly. And CRM systems can also automate things like sending follow-up emails, scheduling appointments,
okay,
even creating reports.
Wow, that's a lot.
That frees up human employees to focus on the more strategic and creative stuff.
Makes sense. So it's about using tech to be more efficient and free up time for those more personal interactions.
Exactly. And speaking of tech, the article also talks about how important it is to pick the right CRM system.
Right, because there's so many options out there.
There are a ton.
Finding the perfect fit for your business can be a challenge.
It can be overwhelming. And there's no one right answer.
Right.
What works for a small startup won't work for a huge company.
Of course.
So what are some things businesses should think about when they're choosing a CRM system?
Yeah, what should they be looking for?
Well, first things first, you got to figure out your goals. What are you trying to accomplish with CRM? Are you mainly focused on keeping customers, boosting sales, or just making your operations smoother?
So figure out the why before you worry about the what.
That's it. Once you know what you're aiming for,
you
can start comparing different CRM systems based on their features, what they can do, and how much they cost.
It's like choosing the right tool for the job, right? Like you wouldn't use a hammer to screw in a light bulb.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
You also got to consider how big your business is and how much you plan to grow.
Mm.
A CRM that's fine for a team of five might not work when you have 100 employees.
So scalability is important.
It's crucial. And don't forget about integration. Can the CRM work with your other tools and platforms?
Yeah.
Things like your email marketing software, your online store, your social media accounts?
It's all about creating that connected system where your data can flow easily between everything.
Exactly. And since we're talking about data,
another
big thing to consider is security. You got to be sure your customer information is being kept safe.
Data breaches are a big deal these days.
Data.
So security should be a top priority.
Absolutely. And last but not least, don't underestimate the human factor. Even the best CRM in the world won't help if your employees don't know how to use it.
So training and making sure your team understands the CRM is key.
It's essential.
That's how you get the most out of your investment.
Exactly. Implementing a CRM system isn't just about buying some software.
Right.
It's about shifting your mindset and putting the customer first in everything you do.
It's a philosophy, not just a tool.
Well said.
Mm.
And like the article says, that customer-centric approach is more important now than ever, as the business world keeps changing.
So what's next for CRM? What trends should our listeners be watching out for?
The future of CRM is exciting, full of possibilities. We're seeing incredible progress in AI and machine learning.
Yeah, AI is everywhere these days.
It's everywhere. And those technologies are being built into CRM systems to automate tasks, dive deeper into data, and predict customer behavior even more accurately.
So even more personalized experiences, even more targeted messages, even more of that proactive anticipation we talked about before.
Exactly. Imagine a CRM that acts like your personal assistant,
guiding
you through every step of your customer journey, anticipating your needs before you even know you have them.
That sounds amazing, but also a little bit scary.
I get it. There's a fine line there.
Yeah. Where does helpful personalization end and Big Brother begin?
This is a valid question. As CRM gets more advanced, businesses have to be responsible. They have to make sure they're using data ethically and being transparent about it.
So finding that balance between using data effectively and respecting privacy, that's going to be key.
Absolutely. Another trend we're seeing is the rise of omnichannel communication.
Omnichannel, what's that?
It means giving customers a seamless experience no matter how they choose to interact with you. Website, social media, mobile app, in person, it should all be consistent and personalized.
So no more separate channels.
Right.
Everything is connected.
It's about creating a unified customer journey. And this omnichannel approach is becoming more and more important as customers demand more personalized and responsive interactions.
It's about being where your customers are and giving them the same great experience no matter how they reach you.
Exactly. And finally, we're seeing a bigger focus on data security and privacy.
That makes sense.
As CRM systems gather more and more information about customers, businesses need to make protecting that data a top priority, and they need to make sure they're following all the privacy rules.
So data security and ethical data management, they're not just optional anymore. They're absolutely essential.
They are. As we move forward, the businesses that succeed will be the ones that put their customers first and use data responsibly.
It's about seeing CRM as more than just technology.
Right.
It's a whole way of thinking that puts the customer at the center of everything.
That's a great way to put it. And the article we've been talking about today, The Importance of Customer Relationship Management, CRM, for Lifetime Customer Value, it's a great starting point for anyone who wants to learn more about this.
It's been a really interesting deep dive.
It has.
We've covered so much today.
We have.
From the basics to the really advanced stuff that's shaping the future of customer relationships.
Absolutely. And I hope our listeners feel like they understand not just how businesses are using these strategies,
yeah,
but also how to be better consumers themselves.
Totally. It's about knowing what you deserve as a customer,
mm-hmm,
and asking for those personalized, respectful interactions that build real loyalty. And I think this deep dive has given our listeners the tools to do just that.
I agree. Knowledge is power, especially in a world that runs on data.
Well said. I'm all ears.
So as we're talking about all these really advanced CRM systems, it's important to remember that behind all the data and algorithms, we're still talking about real people.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's easy to get lost in all the tech stuff and forget about the human side of things.
Exactly. So the question I have for our listeners is this.
Okay.
How can businesses use these powerful tools to actually improve human connection, not replace it?
That's a tough one. It's a tricky balance, right?
It is. And as technology keeps advancing, finding that balance is only going to get more important.
It's been a wild ride exploring the world of CRM and LCV. We've covered so much today.
We really have.
From the basic ideas to the really cutting edge stuff that's shaping how businesses interact with their customers.
Definitely. And I hope our listeners feel empowered to not just understand these strategies,
mm-hmm,
but also to speak up for themselves as consumers.
Right. It's about knowing what you deserve as a customer and expecting those personalized, respectful interactions that build real loyalty.
Absolutely.
And I think this deep dive has given our listeners the knowledge to do just that.
I agree. Information is power, especially in a world driven by data.
So true. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of CRM and LCV. Until next time, keep on diving.